Hi, Brett. This is Tessa with Truebuilt Construction. Hey, I'm just giving you a call. I was just calling to get sort of like your take on it or see if you had heard of this happening before. Ryan and I had received a letter from the state of Minnesota from a, anyway, somebody filed a workers' comp claim against our business. We have never heard of this person. We never hired this person. We haven't had communication with them. We don't know who on earth this person is. So that's weird to start with. Second, the day they're claiming the injury happened, which is 11/11, we didn't even have any subcontractors working on any of our jobs. Only Ryan was working that day. So nobody else was even on any of our jobs that we could think of, like, oh, maybe it was a subs person or something. Outside of that, we had attorneys write up our contracts. We make everybody sign a subcontractor agreement. I have a verification form I go through to make sure everybody has all required insurance before we hire them. So it would be really weird for someone to not be covered because we go through like extraordinary lengths these days to verify that people are covered before we even hire them. It's actually a huge pain in the butt, as I'm sure you've probably heard from other people. But anyway, so I let SFM know that this was fraudulent because I got an email from Michelle Johnson, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I got an email from her, and I just let them know like all the reasons why this wouldn't be possible other than, like, yeah. But we have just never heard of such a thing. So this is a really long message. It's just strange. We couldn't even understand how someone could file a claim without any, like, proof of employment or knowing us or dates of employment, what type of work they were doing. There's just nothing on there. If you want to see it, I can send it over to you. It's very weird. And then the state of Minnesota was supposed to send, I think, you know, like a hearing document to us about this, and they sent somebody else's paperwork over, not ours, so we don't even know information. I've reached out to them to try to get information. And, of course, I have contacted an attorney, so I'm trying to figure out, like, legal representation for that. But I assume I need to report it as fraud if it's not just, like, I don't know if it's the clerical error on their side and they put the wrong person's name in, but we haven't even ever provided and nobody's asked for workers' comp information from us, like no subcontractor or anybody we've ever worked with. No one's even, so they must have just pulled it off of the BLI website. We really can't figure it out. But that's what I'm calling to see if you've heard this is something that's like happening or are aware if it happens, or if you have any other advice outside of what I'm already doing, I'd love to hear it. My phone number is 651-323-8590. Thanks.